Whilst the politics plays out in Milwaukee, here in Washington, questions linger over how this shooting could have happened and why. The head of the Secret Service says her agency will comply fully with an independent review and congressional probes into Saturday's events, and that they're working to prevent an incident like this from ever taking place again. The Secret Service did kill the suspect, but only after he'd fired at Donald Trump. He also shot dead a bystander and injured others. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says the gunman should never have been allowed to get a direct line of sight to the former president, even from outside the rally's perimeter. The alleged assassin was 20-year-old Pennsylvania resident Thomas Matthew Crooks. His motive remains unknown. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's urging this fractured nation to resolve its differences at the ballot box, not with bullets, as he seeks to unite the country and avoid the bloodshed causing a cycle of violent vengeance and retribution. Benji Hire, Washington.